Butterflies would turn someday.
Hey, so welcome back. Today's conversation is not light. It's not polished. It's not designed to make anyone comfortable. And that's because some of the most vulnerable among us are not comfortable. And that would be our children. They're not comfortable. It's designed to tell the truth so that they can be. Because there's a contradiction that we keep seeing in communities. No specific one. Probably most of them, if not all. Institutions. Fan cultures. Leadership circles. Especially. Even our families. People roll out celebration, loyalty, defense, and admiration. But that's for individuals who have harmed children. And then with that same breath, those same people who defended mightily people who harm children will say, "We care about kids." No, bring your kids here because we're safe for children. Oh, no, over here we have a heart for children. When they don't. Not when it comes to not defending people who harm children. So let's sit with this honestly today because we actually need to have a lot more conversations about this. All right, let's name that contradiction. There's a dangerous illusion that kind of exists. It says you can honor someone publicly while ignoring who they have harmed privately. That you can celebrate extraordinary talent while dismissing the damage that they've done. It says that charisma cancels all the cruelty that a person has done. That success rewrites history. But harm doesn't evaporate because someone is famous? What? Or because they're talented or gifted in some area? Abuse does not become acceptable because someone is gifted or famous or talented or on the charts or writes good songs or has made opportunities for others in show business somehow. A child's trauma does not become negotiable because the perpetrator is admired. Let's say something even more plainly. Children are not safer because an abuser is entertaining. The red carpet problem. When a community lays out the red carpet for someone who harmed children, several things happen. Survivors inside that community go silent. Children learn that status outranks safety. They don't say anything, but they see it. They see how adults are engaging with this harm. They're learning, and they learn that if someone's successful, if they're famous, that far outranks their safety and the safety of other children. Victims see for themselves who is truly protected, and bystanders absorb the hierarchy of value. Everybody's seeing this. No one's necessarily telegraphing it or saying it or anything like that. But everybody's learning. The message becomes talent is greater than truth. Talent is greater than truth. Power is greater than protection. Image is greater than innocence. And children are definitely sensitive to this. You all know I worked on the hotline for a time. working specifically, we had a lot of children on the online hotline contact us. And some of their parents, grandparents, or whomever was, you know, probably a lot of them said, oh, you know, the other person was either in the room or in the next room. And they're on the hotline talking. You'd be amazed what they pick up on that they haven't told these other people. But they pick up on these things. They notice who adults excuse. They notice who adults defend. They notice who adults are afraid to challenge. Even when no one, none of them say a word. When they haven't said a word to you, they still have noticed. The myth of separation. People often argue. Oh, but see, all of that they did, that's separate from their work. That's separate from their art. That's separate from them being the greatest at this, or the greatest at that, or the leader of this. Oh, but see, we don't know the full story. Oh, but see, they've done so much good. Now, here's the reality. Children, a child, does not experience harm as some abstract debate. A child's nervous system does not care about awards. It doesn't care about charts. It does not care about box office numbers, political office, or spiritual titles. Impact is impact. Damage is damage. It's not better because this damage came from someone who's a politician now. Or someone who won some awards. Or someone who has music playing. It could actually be a little worse because now I see them all the time. I gotta hear them all the time. It's certainly not better because of it. And goodness in one area does not erase complete devastation in another area of someone who has to spend their entire lifetime healing. And what we know about people who harm children statistically is that these folks typically have more than one victim, not one. That's the sickness. It's typically not one victim. It's more than one. So you've got several people devastated and trying to heal, spending a lifetime doing that. And then their families and people they love are impacted by that as well. So start multiplying. All because of one person. You cannot balance child harm with public harm. Now, let's talk about what Safe for Children actually means. Being safe for children, that's not a slogan. Maybe folks hear so much they go past it. But listen, it's not like a aesthetics thing. It's not a branding. It's not your photo that you see with smiling photos of kids in the youth program. You know the photo. It's not that. It has requirements attached. It's moral. Clarity. It's knowing what is right and what is wrong for children. It is boundaries that hold firm under pressure of trends, under pressure of what someone else wants, under political pressure, under funding pressure. Those boundaries still hold firm. No matter what, they still put the child first and in the center. It requires refusal, absolute refusal, not going to happen, never, never, never. refusal to excuse predatory behavior for any reason. I don't care if it's a good song. I don't care if it's a host of good songs. I don't care if they've, what did you say? Do good political work, you said? I don't care if they've opened the door for other people. I don't care if they're a legend, so you say. I don't care if they're the leader. I don't care if they have done this. I don't care if they've written these books. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. And I will not excuse you making space, apologies, and room for people who harm children. Because children and people can't protect themselves. Safety for children requires protection that outranks popularity. If you're gonna listen, come on. We need people that can be trusted. If you're gonna, every time a celebrity walks in, or a fine man, or a fine woman, or someone walks in and, you know, they get you because they're, you feel that they're spiritually blessed, or politically this, or whatever, or they have a lot of money. If those things stop you from protecting children or keeping children safe, are you safe to be around children? Because it sounds real conditional now. And those are not people who are safe around children, because your safety is conditional. And it's okay for you to say, and for you to know, and everyone else to know, I'm safe under some conditions. And that's something we all need to know. Because predators thrive where adults hesitate. Predators thrive where admiration clouds judgment. I didn't ask you to decide that they're absolutely guilty immediately upon someone saying something, but the fact that you can't even go there, you can't even be objective, is a problem. You know, we have, when you have accountants around, you know, people who deal with money, we have the people who can objectively handle that responsibility. So the same with children. We need people who can objectively handle that responsibility. And if you're not one of those people, it's okay to be honest with yourself. Predators thrive where people say, I don't want to get involved. The cost of loyalty to the wrong people. When loyalty is given to someone who harms children, the cost is paid in this way. It's paid by victims. And as I said, statistically, people who violate children tend to have too many victims. One is too many. Correct. But they tend to have numerous victims. It's paid by future victims. It's paid by whistleblowers. And it's paid by the children who are around that person. Or around the other child. Because loyalty is never neutral. It always shields someone. The question is, who does your loyalty protect? The truth without cushioning. If you defend those who harm children, if you minimize in any way what they did, if you attack those who speak about it, if you celebrate them while victims live with lifelong consequences, and I'm talking disabilities, conditions, chronic migraines, chronic pain, depression, substance usage, addictions, then we can't consider you good for children. You're not safe for children. You're participating in a culture that keeps children unsafe. And this is not cruelty. This is accountability. Because a community cannot claim to love children while emotionally, socially, or financially protecting those who damage them. That's not compassion. That's betrayal wrapped in whatever you put it in. Politeness, spirituality, religion, education. I don't know what you put it in, but whatever you, we like art. Whatever you put it in. We like this person politically. The deeper truth is many people are not malicious. They're uncomfortable. They're conflicted. They're attached to memories, identities, nostalgia, and some admiration. But discomfort, all of that can't outrank child safety. These are times when you have to, the man in the mirror moment. Attachment cannot outrank truth. And admiration, it can't outrank harm. We got to look at ourselves in the mirror, eye to eye. A child's well-being. A child's well-being is not, it's just not acceptable currency. And here, you know, here's the truth. Children are safest in environments where adults are willing to disappoint powerful people. You gotta be willing to stand up to some powerful people, and some people you admire, some people you like, maybe some people you love, maybe some people you respected. That's where kids are safest. Children are safest where truth outranks image. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it looks like. That's what we've got to be willing to say. I don't really care what it looks like. The important thing is that children are safe. Children are safest where harm is not rationalized. Well, everybody deserves a second chance. Oh, but I think this is like his 302nd chance. Well, children are safest where protection is not selective. Where if you're this kind of person, you're held accountable. But if you look like that, or you have not, you know, you don't have as many resources, or you do have more resources, you know, selective. Depends on what you have, depends on what you look like, where you live, where you work, kind of job you have, your educational background. It's not selective. Children do not need communities that are impressed by any of these things. They need communities that are courageous. That say, I'm not really even impressed by this stuff. None of this stuff that other people see as quote-unquote successful. I don't even care about any of that. Put it all on the line. Keeps kids safe. That's what kids need. You cannot build a sanctuary for children on a foundation of a bunch of excuses. You can't create safety while you protect those who destroy it. We want safety, but we're rooting for people who go around destroying it. And no amount of talent, influence, power, or admiration is going to change that truth. So I gave you some things to think about in your spaces. But until next time, I hope you stay discerning and stay on the side of children, courageously protect their greatness. All right, thanks for listening.
This is Tanya GJ Prince. Thanks for listening. Y'all be great.